NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Her roast of Tom Brady stole the show. Now she's talking about it on the latest episode of the Nikki Glaser Podcast.
I said, tell Tom Brady that I'm the Tom Brady of roasting.
Lots of people roasted the goat, but only Nikki is still being talked about.
Every time I refresh my DMs, it's 14 blue check marks of people I didn't even know who knew me are writing like paragraphs to me.
Hear that in all episodes of the Nikki Glaser Podcast on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search the Nikki Glaser Podcast to start listening.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, thanks for downloading this podcast. If you want to listen live, be sure to download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
It's time to play
full-time fantasy.
Play.
Full-time play. Fantasy.
All right, it's Dr. Roto. Get out the insurance cards. Get out the copay. The office is open, my friends. I'm not feeling very sluggish at all. I'm feeling great today. See? That's how you use that, Sean. That is the proper way to use that word. That's right. I'm feeling great today. I feel like it sometimes. What can I tell you? Some days I feel 32. Some days I feel 62. It's not always perfect. But glad to be with you today. And I don't know if you guys saw the news yesterday, but Adam Thielen did get injured in practice. He is officially questionable. He's got a big old cut on his ankle. He did not practice, but he's expected to play. I can just tell you that I spoke to my Vegas insider, and the sharps are on the 49ers. Now, here's the one news. The sharps are on the 49ers before Thielen. Now, the problem is, I don't think the odds are going to be very good for you right now. So you may need to wait. Let's hear that Thielen's playing. Let's see that the odds change a little bit, because now you're jumping on it. I don't know if it's going to be a great jump. It's going to be like going to a racetrack and betting on the horse that's 1-5. That's never a good life decision, right? I'd much rather go for the 40-1 shot to win than the 1-5 horse, because you're going to put a lot of money down on that horse just to even get a little return. All right, so we don't want to do that. But on today's show, we'll start breaking down the games. I apologize. I won't be here tomorrow, but I will be back on Monday to discuss the games with you guys, and I look forward to doing that with you. And it should be a great week, and I was just watching a little TV before the show, and they showed Lamar Jackson when he was playing at Boynton Beach High School, and he was hurtling guys in high school. He was throwing the ball 100 yards down, you know, across the whole field and hurtling people in high school. And then basically they talk in very briefly that, you know, not every college wanted Lamar to be a quarterback, but Bobby Petrino did. And Louisville benefited. You know, a lot of people, they don't like the mobile quarterbacks. I never understood that. A little mobility never hurt anybody. Oh, yeah, they like to run too much. Was running a bad thing? Now, we don't want a guy who doesn't have a good arm. See, that's true. I want a guy who's got a good arm and who can run, a la Steve Young. That guy could run. He could throw. Right? I think when your quarterback can't run, he becomes a sitting duck back there. Right? And that's a problem. Because when you have no mobility, you either A, need to have an amazing offensive line, B, need a Dan Fouts-like quick release, C, you got to have a lot of good guys around you, D, have some great coaching, or E, all the above. Because when you don't have any of that stuff, your mobility saves you. Right? When you don't have the players around you and you don't have a great offensive line and your coach kind of sucks, if you could run a little bit, it can get you out of some problems there. Daniel Jones looked a whole lot better because he was a little mobile. Right? He's a mobile quarterback. So what Lamar Jackson does is unteachable. You cannot teach that. I'm not even sure it's coachable. I really mean that. And that is not a slight to Lamar Jackson in the least. I don't know if you can coach that. I think you just work with him on making the right decisions. Right? What he brings to the game is innate. He just knows what to do. The problem is, like with, for example, Jameis Winston brings a lot of gifts, but he makes a lot of bad decisions. And that's what's frustrating for a coach. Because you can explain to Jameis Winston from now till next Tuesday about why he shouldn't have thrown the ball into traffic, and he does it anyway. Well, if he doesn't learn, then you got to cut bait and start over again. That's what you do. And Bruce Arians needs to decide that. But what Lamar Jackson does is outrageous. It's outrageous. And you can't prepare for it. You can't hope to prepare for it. You just got to contain it. As a defense, you have to contain it. Dean Pees will try to contain Lamar Jackson this week. By the way, rough last name, Dean Pees, just throwing it out there. He's a pretty good defensive coordinator. But you want him to get his, but you don't want him to beat you. What I do with Lamar Jackson, I make him throw the football. And if he beats me with his arm, he beats me with his arm. There's nothing I can do about that. But I can't have him beat me with his arm and his legs, so I got to contain him. I got to contain him. Keep him in that pocket. That's going to be the way to beat the Ravens. The question is, can any team do that? I don't think the Titans are built to do that. I don't think they've got the outside pass rushers to do it. I don't think Harold Landry can contain Lamar Jackson. They need some more guys out there. Now, I think the 49ers can. With Nick Bosa. See, the 49ers are built to play them better. Right? So you got to look at these at what's going on. Lamar Jackson, almost virtually impossible to contain. But contain them the next 2 weeks, they're going to try. Right? J.J. Watt can contain them, but I don't think he's great. I don't think he's 100%. But Tennessee is going to struggle to do that. But we are going to talk about this game. Baltimore at Tennessee. Adam Humphries out. Once again, it's A.J. Brown, Corey Davis, and T.J. Sharp. I don't know about Ryan Tannehill this week, guys. I think A.J. Brown gets locked down by Marlon Humphrey. Tell me where those passing yards are coming from. Doesn't look very good. Doesn't look good at all. But we'll continue to discuss Titans versus Ravens and the rest of the games when Full Time Fantasy returns right after this.
Mm-hmm. Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with DailyRoto.com, Optimizer, and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/dunk to learn more.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Her roast of Tom Brady stole the show. Now she's talking about it on the latest episode of the Nikki Glaser Podcast.
I said, tell Tom Brady that I'm the Tom Brady of roasting.
Lots of people roasted the goat, but only Nikki is still being talked about.
Every time I refresh my DMs, it's 14 blue check marks of people I didn't even know who knew me are writing like paragraphs to me.
Hear that in all episodes of the Nikki Glaser Podcast on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search the Nikki Glaser Podcast to start listening.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're back. It's Dr. Roto, full-time fantasy. I'm just thinking about the games here. So I try to find, like, what I call pathways to victory. And I just don't, I only see one pathway for the Titans. One. And it requires Derrick Henry running for 220 yards. That's literally the pathway. When that's the pathway for a victory, I don't think they're winning. I like the Titans. I think they overachieved this year. I'm very proud of them. I love that they put in Tannehill. I think they're a well-coached team. You saw that when Vrabel basically, you know, I don't want to say out-coached Belichick, but he Belichicked Belichick. How many guys do that? By sucking 2 minutes off that clock. That was genius. Right there. That guy's worth a big contract to me. That was, how many guys would have done that? Pat Shurmur would have been kicking. Right? Adam Gase would have been, huh? His eyes would have been googly, you know, googly-eyed like that. He didn't know what was going on. But Mike Vrabel knew. Mike Vrabel knew exactly what was going on. What's that? No. No. No, what'd he say? No, but I love it. I would do that if I had their phone number. Well, he's a little googly-eyed, dude. There's something. If you're a Jet fan and you saw that press conference last year, you had to be creeped out. Adam Gase comes to your door to date your daughter. Are you not like, whoa, check, please? Are you not doing this? Are you not doing a check on him? Dude, it's still, it's your little girl. He better be mega rich. Yeah, she may be set for life, but she may be hacked into pieces in a couple of dates. That guy's a little creepy looking. He's creepy looking. He is. I don't say he's a creep. I don't know that. I haven't met the guy. You know, if I knew the guy, I would say that. But I'm just saying the press conference was creepy. That's all I'm saying. A.J. Brown gets stopped this week by Marlon Humphrey. Book it. Don't play him in DFS. He's doing nothing. Maybe he makes a play, no more than one. Marlon Humphrey's not getting beat. Corey Davis hasn't made a play since the Eisenhower administration. He's terrible. Seriously. That I think we can use the word bust. Desai Sharp is eh. And Jonnu Smith is meh. So tell me. Anthony Firkser, Mecole Pruitt, not happening. So it's all about Derrick Henry running for 220 yards to win this game. Not going to happen. Baltimore, on the other hand, they don't need Mark Ingram. They want Mark Ingram. They don't need Mark Ingram. Mark Ingram is great. Lamar Jackson can run. Gus Edwards can run. Justice Hill can run. Mark Andrews not 100%. They've got Hayden Hurst and Nick Boyle. They throw the Hayden Hurst, a really good player, by the way. If Mark Andrews ever was hurt, trust me when I tell you, Hayden Hurst is like a Dallas Goedert type. He's that good. He would start on 23 other teams in the NFL. I promise you that. He just doesn't start on his own team because Mark Andrews is just a better receiver. A freakishly good receiver. That was a good draft, by the way. They need some tight ends there. They get Andrews and Hurst. Whew. You try doing that. Most people can't pick one tight end. These guys pick two. Oh, by the way, did I even mention Marquise Brown and Willie Snead and all those guys? But it all begins and ends with Lamar Jackson. Take the Ravens. Feel good about it. They win. Done. All right, let's move to the other game in the AFC. The Texans. There's a lot to like about the Texans. I think you look at the positives first. You look at Deshaun Watson, and you say to yourself, is there a quarterback that you'd want more to start a football team than Deshaun Watson? You'd want him. You want Mahomes. You want Russell Wilson. You want Lamar. Deshaun Watson's a player. He is a really good player. He can run. He can throw. He's a leader. The guys love him. He gives your team a chance. Right? The Texans walk into the Arrowhead Stadium. They got a shot. Why? Deshaun Watson's there. Fact. That's how good he is. He is a fantasy player that we all want because, I mean, the guy, he didn't even run for that many yards this year. It was only 400 and something, but he had seven touchdowns, close to 4,000 yards. I mean, he's a really good quarterback. Now, I think the yards could have been better this year, except Will Fuller's never healthy, ever, ever. Basically, it's like Hopkins and nobody. Maybe they are a little Kenny Stills this year. They threw in a little Kenny Stills this year. But Kenny Stills is not reliable either. I mean, wouldn't you love to see the Texans for 16 games with Hopkins and Fuller and Stills? Wouldn't you love to see that? And how about Jordan Akins as well? How good would that offense be? Now, can I tell you who holds the Texans back? I'll give anybody an extra credit point if they know the answer to this question. Who is it? That's right. Bob himself, Bill O'Brien. Guy's terrible. He's terrible. That guy's just not a coach that's winning a Super Bowl. Maybe as an assistant on the Patriots, but oh, come on. This guy is mediocre at best. I really firmly believe that the Texans never get to the Super Bowl with Bill O'Brien. Just won't. I know things about Bill O'Brien. My good friend covers the Texans. He's been kicked out of that locker room 1,000 times because my guy disseminates information and O'Brien hates him for it. And I'm telling you, my guy would tell you the same thing. O'Brien holds them back. Not an inventive play caller. This is not an inventive team. I've always liked Romeo Crennel, but do you believe that their defense is on the cutting edge? Do you think the Texans are on the cutting edge when you watch them play? No. What do they do that's cutting edge? They have good players. They have good players in spite of the coaches. DeAndre Hopkins is a star. Will Fuller is a really good player who I hope plays this week, because that's the only thing that keeps this game close. If Will Fuller doesn't play this week, it's over. 100% over. Fuller did practice in a limited fashion. I think he goes. I think he goes. Stills, questionable as well with a knee. I think he goes. Problem is the running game, Carlos Hyde is okay. Duke Johnson's okay. You put them together, it's a good player. Separately, neither great. Because Hyde can't catch and Duke Johnson, you know, is not that big. And you need a complete back here. You need Lamar Miller. Right? You need Lamar Miller. You need a complete back here. Because the Texans are predictable. You put Hyde on the field, they're running. They put Duke on the field, they're throwing. You kind of know what they're doing. It's a giveaway. You can't give away at this point. So there you have the Texans. Hopkins is unstoppable. Seriously, he's unstoppable. Watson is amazing. And then you hope that Fuller can stay healthy. And nobody else is really that special. How does that team play against the Chiefs defense, who's played really well recently? Chris Jones? Frank Clark? Suggs? This is a much better... This is not your old Chiefs defense. And I'll tell you, their secondary has been pretty good too. So, I think they get contained. I think they get contained. But we'll keep on breaking this game down. Texans against the Chiefs. Is there a pathway for the Texans? Even if there's a small one, I will find that crevice and discuss it with you. Is there a chance for the Texans to play well, to cover, keep it close? We will discuss when I return right after this.
Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with DailyRoto.com, Optimizer, and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/dunk to learn more.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Her roast of Tom Brady stole the show. Now she's talking about it on the latest episode of the Nikki Glaser Podcast.
I said, tell Tom Brady that I'm the Tom Brady of roasting.
Lots of people roasted the goat, but only Nikki is still being talked about.
Every time I refresh my DMs, it's 14 blue check marks of people I didn't even know who knew me are writing like paragraphs to me.
Hear that in all episodes of the Nikki Glaser Podcast on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search the Nikki Glaser Podcast to start listening.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with the DailyRoto.com Optimizer and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with the promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/dunk to learn more. That's DailyRoto.com/dunk. DailyRoto.com, where millionaires are made. Okay. So we're discussing the Texans. How do they win this game? I think it starts with Carlos Hyde. I do. It starts with Carlos Hyde. The Chiefs historically have been a poor run defense. Now, the problem is when you run a Carlos Hyde, you're taking the ball out of the hands of your best two players, which are Deshaun Watson and DeAndre Hopkins. It's a problem. But the only way to beat the Chiefs is to run the football. Got to run that football. You run. And then Watson can try to do some damage. If Carlos Hyde gets off to a good start in the first half, that game will be close. That game will be close if Carlos Hyde runs the ball effectively. If he doesn't, if you see in the first quarter that Hyde is like three carries for minus 2 yards, my guess is that the Chiefs are up by 14 by the end of the first quarter. Because you got to control the clock, you got to keep Mahomes off field, and you got to punish the Chiefs defense, the Chiefs offense. You got to hit them hard, which the Texans can do, but you got to run the football. See, Ravens match up well against the Chiefs. Texans do not. You can run Mark Ingram, you can run Gus the Bus, you can run Lamar Jackson. Run, and that's how you beat the Chiefs. Chiefs-Ravens, good matchup. Texans-Chiefs, not so good. If Hyde is not there, it's over. But let's assume that Hyde does run well. Then Deshaun Watson probably throws the ball about 30 times, completes about 22 passes, goes to Hopkins, takes a couple of chances downfield. They play this game very conservatively. They probably score 20 points. I mean, is that what I'm looking at? And then do I think that the Texans are going to hold the Chiefs to fewer than 20 points? Come on. I don't see that. Patrick Mahomes can't be stopped by these guys. Not by the Texans. I mean, look, J.J. Watt is a great player, but so is Patrick Mahomes. Damien Williams finally healthy, or as healthy as he's been in a long time. Tyreek Hill cannot be guarded. There's nobody in a Texan uniform that can cover Tyreek Hill. Fact. Jonathan Joseph, no. Bradley Roby, no. Justin Reed, I mean, he's a safety and he can pop Hill, but nobody can stop Hill. They are not built to stop Tyreek Hill. Travis Kelce, gonna feast. And let me tell you my second favorite receiver on the Chiefs. It is not Sammy Watkins. It is not DeMarcus Robinson. It's Mecole Hardman. That guy's fast. He's not Tyreek Hill fast, but he's Tyreek Hill's cousin fast. I'm like Tyreek Hill's, you know, fourth uncle twice removed. This guy is like his cousin fast. Tyreek runs like a 4.2. Mecole Hardman's like a 4.28. This team is doing damage. This team has a lot of weapons. The Texans are not going to know what hit them because Damien Williams can run. They can go to Hardman. They can go to Hill. They can go to Kelce. They got a lot of weapons. They've got a lot of weapons. The Texans are not built to beat the Chiefs. Very few teams are. The only team left, in my opinion, that can even give the Chiefs a game are the Ravens, and they can give them a really good game. That is a game you want to see. And truth be told, I'm rooting for that game. That's the game I want to see. I think that's the game America wants to see. I would absolutely be annoyed if the Titans or Texans made it. Not that I wouldn't be happy, but I want to see the Chiefs play the Ravens. I feel cheated. I feel let down. Like, oh, seriously? Titans, Chiefs in the AFC Championship game? All right. I like Derrick Henry, but I mean, I still like the Chiefs. But I want to see Lamar against Mahomes. Come on. That's a ticket. That's a scalper's dream. So, Chiefs win this game. When Carlos Hyde is the key to your team, that's never a good beginning. And by the way, Hyde has done more for the Texans than anybody thought he would. Because he's a little bit better than a Jag. just a guy. A little bit better than that. I think they thought they were getting more. They haven't used Duke Johnson properly all year. Seriously, they haven't used him properly all year. Duke Johnson, better player than Carlos Hyde. And I think Duke Johnson would be a really good fit on the Texans. Because then you wouldn't know if they were running or passing. The minute Hyde's out there, you know they're running. All right, let's get to the NFC. The Vikings against the 49ers. Firstly, the Vikings. Adam Thielen's injury is huge. It's huge. I don't even know what to say. And here's why it's so important. Adam Thielen has missed so many games this year. He plays the first 7 weeks, and then he doesn't come back until like week 15, plays sparingly. And then in the wild card game, he has 9 targets and he has 7 catches. Do you know why? Because Kirk Cousins loves throwing him the football. Stephon Diggs had to be talked off a ledge in the middle of the game. Do you remember when they the pictures of him on the sideline where he's literally going nutso because Kirk Cousins is not throwing in his direction? Cousins loves Thielen. I probably would love Thielen too. Always open. He's reliable. I'm not saying Stephon Diggs isn't. I'm not dissing Diggs at all. I'm just saying I could see how there's a comfort throwing to Thielen. Jared Goff obviously has a comfort throwing to Robert Woods and Cooper Kupp. He's not comfortable throwing to Brandon Cooks. Guys have comfort levels. Thielen, if Thielen doesn't play, that Viking game just, you know, turn the kids' head away because it could get ugly. Right? Cover the children. Cover the eyes of the woman and children. That game could be bad. But I'm assuming Thielen plays. I'm assuming they figure it out. He's questionable, but I assume he figures it out. Who knows what happened? They need Cousins to play better than he played against the Saints. Why do the Vikings not match up well against the Saints? Because, surprisingly, the Saints are usually a very innovative play-calling team, like you saw with Taysom Hill. But they didn't call a great game last week. Kyle Shanahan will call a great game. He really is a top caller. Mike Zimmer's not. Not. You've got to let Cousins play. You got to take the handcuffs off Cousins. Do you remember, and it's been a long season, right? It really has. It's been a long season. But do you remember the first few weeks? 98 yards from Cousins. 230 yards from Cousins. 174 from Cousins. 233 from Cousins. And then people were going crazy. It was now week 5, and Kirk Cousins didn't even throw for 250 yards, and people went nutso. And then he had a 3-week stretch, 306 and 2, 333 and 4, 338 and 4, and all of a sudden people started buying into Kirk Cousins. They did. They started to buy into him. Against Washington, he had 285. Then against Kansas City, only threw for 220, but he had 3 touchdowns. Dallas, 220 and 2 touchdowns. Against Denver, 319 and 3. We started to see Kirk Cousins. We did. But those first 4 weeks, we didn't. If they revert to the Kirk Cousins of weeks 1 through 4, this game's over by halftime. The play calling has to be better. It has to be aggressive. It has to challenge the 49ers. Because if they don't, the 49ers are going to be in their faces. That Robert Saleh's got them wild. They are locked in. Dalvin Cook is enormously important in this game. I mean, he has got great vision. So they've got to throw the ball to Thielen. They got to throw the ball to Diggs. They got to give the ball to Cook, both with the run and the pass. got to do all those things. They got to get Kyle Rudolph and Irv Smith involved, and they've got to use every morsel of their play-calling ability. If they do that, they have an outside chance of winning. Not a good one, but an outside chance of winning. But they need all that to go right. They need all that to go right. Because the 49er defense, man, it's pretty good. That front four is really good. Fred Warner, Dre Greenlaw, man, they tackle well. Richard Sherman expected back. Ward, Tart, this is an aggressive defense. Couldn't run against the 49ers all year. If Dalvin Cook can't run, this game's over. It's true. I'm going to continue to break down the NFC Vikings 49ers, Seahawks Packers when we return on Full Time Fantasy right after this.
Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with DailyRoto.com, Optimizer, and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/dunk to learn more.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Her roast of Tom Brady stole the show. Now she's talking about it on the latest episode of the Nikki Glaser Podcast.
I said, tell Tom Brady that I'm the Tom Brady of roasting.
Lots of people roasted the goat, but only Nikki is still being talked about.
Every time I refresh my DMs, it's 14 blue check marks of people I didn't even know who knew me are writing like paragraphs to me.
Hear that in all episodes of the Nikki Glaser Podcast on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search the Nikki Glaser Podcast to start listening.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sean, can I tell you what's funny? I literally have personal friends of mine who call me during this hour, and I'm thinking, don't you know I'm on the radio? I don't know how many times I've told them I'm on the radio. Maybe I should. What do you think that'd be? Yeah. And do you think it'd be interesting to have the phone call on the air? Do you think people would be interested in hearing the phone call? I don't know. You'd only hear one side of the phone call unless I put it on speaker. I mean, I don't know. I have to ask Cardano. Ask Cardano if he thinks that's good radio. If he does, then I'm interested in doing it. And I'll have all my friends call in over the course of the week, and we'll do it like that. But good news, folks, starting next week, there will be some baseball talk. That's right, some baseball talk coming to Full Time Fantasy. And I'm very excited about two guys that I'm going to have as a regular guest on the show, Gray Albright and Rudy Gamble from Razzball.com. And if you like fantasy baseball, you will love Razzball.com, Razzball. Gray and Rudy are two of the top players in this game, really are. I mean, there's a lot of great players, but they're really good. So I'm excited to have them on. I'm ready to learn. They're ready to tell us who to play. And
be looking forward to discussing with that with him beginning next week. All right. Back to the Vikings against the 49ers. So this comes down to inventive play calling, using Dalvin Cook, getting everybody involved. Now, San Francisco. Is Jimmy G ready for this moment? This is when you brought him over from the Patriots. You paid him an exorbitant amount of money. I mean, really exorbitant amount of money. You are all in on him. This is why you brought him to the Bay Area. Can he get you to the next level? I'm willing to bet on yes. I'm willing to bet on yes. He's a good player. I don't know if he's a star, but we are going to find out. If Jimmy G ends up in the Super Bowl, the guy's got star material. He's got star power. Because the rest of the team is pretty good. I got to give John Lynch a lot of credit. Raheem Mostert just took over that job. And here's what I loved about Raheem Mostert. What I loved about it. He started the year out doing nothing. 40 yards. And he had 83 and 79. But then it was 34 and 13. But then he started to show something. And here's from week 12. 6 for 45 and a touchdown. 19 for 146 and a touchdown. 10 for 69 and a touchdown. 14 for 54 and a touchdown. 11 for 53 and a touchdown. 10 for 57 and two touchdowns. They went to him. They weren't too proud. The problem with most coaches is that guys like Mostert flash and they're like, oh yeah, he's a good player. We got to get him more carries. And they never do. You ever notice that? Oh, we need to get this guy involved more. And they never do. Why is that? We have eyeballs. Mostert will look great. Why is this guy not playing more? I don't know. But the 49ers figured out a way to get him in there. The 49ers figured out a way. Now, Tevin Coleman, who had played well early in the season, started to do nothing because he's not very good. After week 8 in Carolina, Tevin Coleman did not put up more than 40 yards in a game because he's not good. Matt Breida, good. That's a good player. That's a legit good player. Breida and Mostert, you can win with that. But they use three running backs. And by the way, Jeff Wilson doesn't suck either. I mean, they really have three plus. It's like three in a den. Three plus. George Kittle is fantastic. The Vikings can't cover him. The Vikings' pass defense has been abysmal. Abysmal. Xavier Rhodes is so overrated. I cannot begin to tell you. Emmanuel Sanders runs really good routes. He's a great route runner. Not good. He's great. And by the way, I'm loving Deebo Samuel. I'm loving him. Loving him. Even when Deebo doesn't have a big game, he's still a great player. Like, here's a line against the Rams. 4 for 31, but he ran three times for 28 yards. I love that. Because you're never going to feed Deebo Samuel 12 targets a game. They only did that when they had to, right? When Sanders and Kittle were, you know, weeks 10 and 11. When those guys are out. But Emmanuel Sanders has to get the football. Now, what I like about Sanders, to be quite honest with you, is that he doesn't need 27 targets a game either. Kittle is the number one guy in this offense. Sanders is just the guy to cover who gets covered by the number one cornerback. And then you've got Deebo Samuel. Got three guys. So you've got three running backs, three receivers. And by the way, Dante Pettis is their number five. Dante Pettis would be like a number three. On the Jets, he'd be a two. Crazy, right? How deep this team is. And by the way, Jalen Hurd, you didn't hear of him all year because he was hurt. Watch this guy next year. Woo! He's like a 6'5 slot guy. Fantasy players may forget him. I won't forget him at all. So this team is built to win right now. And they're going to win. They're going to win this game. I feel very confident about it. I would bet it. I just don't like the odds. The odds went from good to not so good once the Thielen injury information came out. So you're going to have to lay a lot of money down to make a little money. Never a good practice to lay down a lot to make a little. I'd rather lay down a little to make a lot. Those are the bets I want. Okay? Now, let's get to the last one. Seattle against Green Bay. I think Green Bay's in trouble here. I've said it all week. I say it again. Russell Wilson is a absolute star. He does what he needs to do, when he needs to do it, and he's a tremendous player. You need him to throw, he throws. You need him to run, he runs. Whatever you need him to do, he does. Coachable, you bet. I mean, seriously, he's like the ideal quarterback. What's there not to like? You know, with Lamar Jackson, oh, maybe his arm's not good. Well, Russell Wilson's good. Well, maybe he doesn't run well. Well, Russell Wilson runs well. I mean, could you imagine Russell Wilson on a team that let him do what he... I mean, the guy threw 31 touchdowns to 5 interceptions. And he only ran for 342 yards. He could have run for more. And he threw for 4,100 yards, and the Seattle has a run-first offense. Crazy, right? Now, most people are thinking Seattle are not going to win this game. Thinking Seattle is not going to win this game because of all the injuries to their running game. But they've got Marshawn Lynch. Beast mode. Hard to take down. He is a special player. I think he gets 20 carries for 80 yards this week, and he scores. And people are going to be talking about beast mode heading into the championship game next week. And I want to see. Look, I don't know which way it's going to shake out, but I want to see Green Bay versus Minnesota, or I want to see Seattle against San Francisco. I'd love that. That'd be great. Third time to play each other? Love that. I think a key in this game is Tyler Lockett. DK Metcalf has almost usurped Tyler Lockett as the best running back on this team. Best wide receiver on this team. I didn't think this was going to happen, but DK Metcalf is much better than I thought he'd be. Much. He's big. He's strong. He's fast. I didn't think he moved well with his hips when I saw him and the combine, but you know, when you run that fast and you're that big, does it really matter? And he's strong. Woo. It's like Superman. But I think Tyler Lockett is more important in this game. Metcalf will get his. David Moore is a third receiver. Jerron Brown is expected to play, but Lockett needs to have a good game. Now, don't forget, Green Bay, terrible against tight ends. Jacob Hollister will make a play in this game. Russell Wilson used him a ton. I don't think you realized, I'm not even going to give you the catches. I won't. But from week 7, when he really started to get out there, okay, ready? Well, actually, week 9 is when I used him in DFS and he, you know, we got rich together. Let me start from week 9. Ready? 6 targets, 10 targets, 4, 8, 6, 3, 6, 8, 4. He used him. Going to use him again. Going to use him again. The Packers are not good against tight ends. And I think Hollister makes a play. Hollister and Lynch, two guys who weren't even with this team in the beginning of the year, are going to make plays this weekend. Now, Green Bay on defense, the secondary is so much improved. Jair Alexander, great player. Kevin King, solid player. I really think Blake Martinez, solid tackler. Here's the problem with Packers defense. Preston Smith and Za'Darius Smith, the Smith brothers, if you will, love to come after the quarterback. Love to come after the quarterback. So what Seattle wins this game if the offensive line is healthy. Does Mike Iupati play? I hope he does, because if not, it's a problem. He's big. Right? So it's the offensive line. That's the key. If the offensive line plays well and gives Russell Wilson time, this game's over, because Smith and Smith like to come from the outside, right? The Green Bay pass rush is not great. It's not great. It's good. It's not great. The pass rush is great because of the linebackers. So once you can get past that first guy, you can make some big plays. And Alexander and King cover Lockett and Metcalf. So this that middle of the field is wide open for David Moore, for Jacob Hollister, for Marshawn Lynch. Now let's look on the other side for Green Bay. Aaron Rodgers needs to step up and have a big game. Can he do it? Of course he can do it. Of course he can do it. But he really hasn't done it this year. Really hasn't been special this year. Aaron Jones has been special. Aaron Jones needs to go for 100 yards and a touchdown this week. He doesn't get 100 yards and a touchdown, they don't win. Devontae Adams needs 100 yards and a touchdown, or they don't win. Both those guys are going to have to perform, because there's not enough depth there. Jamal Williams, not great. Geronimo Allison's done nothing. Marquez Valdes-Scantling, a zero. So this has to be one of those games where Jones and Adams do everything. Can they? You bet. But I'm going to give you the key player for the Packers. I think there's two. And I'll discuss who they are when we return right after this.
Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with DailyRoto.com, Optimizer, and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/dunk to learn more.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Her roast of Tom Brady stole the show. Now she's talking about it on the latest episode of the Nikki Glaser Podcast.
I said, tell Tom Brady that I'm the Tom Brady of roasting.
Lots of people roasted the goat, but only Nikki is still being talked about.
Every time I refresh my DMs, it's 14 blue check marks of people I didn't even know who knew me are writing like paragraphs to me.
Hear that in all episodes of the Nikki Glaser Podcast on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search the Nikki Glaser Podcast to start listening.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer. And again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-230-8145. 800-230-8145. 800-230-8145. Again, that's 800-230-8145.
Wager Talk with Teddy Covers and Ralph Michaels.
Burrow's passing yards over under 365.5. I've never seen a number that high for a prop. And the only way I can bet that is under. It's too high.
You're playing the number two pass defense in the country. If it opens within 10 yards of that, it might be my strongest college football play this year, betting under that number.
Weekdays, 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on the Sports Grid Network.
It's so funny, I'm listening to that advice, and you know what? I don't want to go against them because I know they're very smart players, but if everybody goes under, isn't over the right play? Just asking that question. That's Dr. Roto's gambling rule number one, 101. When 90% of the people go one way, I'm going the other. Never forget that. You stick by that rule, I'll make you money. All right, getting back to the Packers. Two players have to emerge to this weekend to win. One, Alan Lazard. This is Aaron Rodgers' guy. He basically requested him. Matt LaFleur put him out there. He went from nope. Who was the Alan Lazard? Good player at Iowa State, by the way. 477 yards, 3 touchdowns. Been good. And how about Jimmy Graham against his old team? Played in Seattle for 3 years, knows the Seahawks. I think we know what Aaron Jones does. We know what Devontae Adams does. But I think Lazard and or Graham needs to be that extra guy. If that happens, Green Bay can win this game and win it easily. Will it happen? I don't know. But it can happen. Right? That's what they're going to need to do to win. Right, that's what Green Bay needs. So here are my predictions. Heading into Thursday, like I said, we'll see if I'm right on Monday. Baltimore wins. Kansas City wins. San Francisco wins. Seattle wins. That's where I'm going. That's where I'm going. But I'm looking forward to these games. This is a good weekend. It's a really good weekend of games. I hope we get two great games next week. I think we can. I think a San Francisco, even San Francisco Green Bay or San Francisco Seattle, San Francisco anybody will be a good game. But I think that be a good game. All right, guys, but right now it's time to put away the insurance cards, put away the copay. The office is closed, my friends. Back with you on Monday. Sean, appreciate you as always. This is Dr. Roto saying be well. Take care.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Her roast of Tom Brady stole the show. Now she's talking about it on the latest episode of the Nikki Glaser Podcast.
I said, tell Tom Brady that I'm the Tom Brady of roasting.
Lots of people roasted the goat, but only Nikki is still being talked about.
Every time I refresh my DMs, it's 14 blue check marks of people I didn't even know who knew me are writing like paragraphs to me.
Hear that in all episodes of the Nikki Glaser Podcast on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search the Nikki Glaser Podcast to start listening.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.